Good morning. As the nation celebrates MLK Day, we're asking if Martin Luther King were alive today, what would be on the top of his agenda in 2009?
I think if Dr. King were alive today, I think some of the things he would march for would be economic equality. I would like to believe that anyway.
What do you think? What do you think Dr. King would be seeing from the top of the mountain that he spoke so eloquently about? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org.
Well, Dr. King will undoubtedly be looking down on the inauguration from whatever perch he has at this moment in history. And also at the inauguration is going to be the surviving members, all the surviving members of the group of the Tuskegee Airmen, a group of elite African-American World War II pilots that President-elect Barack Obama has explicitly credited with helping to pave the way for his presidency. The Tuskegee Airmen's performance in combat helped persuade President Harry Truman to desegregate the U.S. military back in 1948. And one of those surviving airmen who will be in the audience is Val Archer, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Val, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I guess you turn 80 this year, but turning 80 is probably not the big headline for you compared with attending this inauguration, right?
Not in the least.
So how important, first of all, when did you get the invitation? And do you think Barack Obama is right that you helped pave the way for his presidency?
I believe so. I think the Tuskegee Airmen and the Buffalo Soldiers and the Golden 13 and a number of African-American military organizations contributed largely to establishing a base that President Truman was able to react to.
And I think, you know, Colin Powell has talked about this in the past as well, that the military's experience with desegregation has been so successful and such a model for the rest of, you know, American society that often African-Americans, when they leave the military, note the relative segregation in American society at large compared to where they come from in the military. Did you have that experience?
The experience that I had early on, of course, was with extreme segregation and discrimination and many different facets. And reentering civilian life, it was sort of nondescript. We were totally ignored for the most part. But I believe today it's so much better because of the largely because of the struggles from the institution of desegregation in 1949 through the Vietnam War. A lot transpired, and I think it had about 20 years or so to shake itself out into better policy, better understanding, and a more honest and human relationships among the troops.
And I was just wondering, can you, listening to people talk about what these days mean, what tomorrow's means, can you put into words what it's going to mean for you to be there and witness the first African-American being inaugurated?
Oh, my feelings will be on many different levels. Besides appreciating the struggle, the relative struggle that that we've been engaged in over the period, particularly since the end of World War II and through the Civil Rights Movement, through today, our activities have been such that we had, in the instance of Tuskegee Airmen, for example, our mission was continuing to work with young people and to provide opportunities for them and encouragement and help them develop focus and maintain a sense of identity and integrity and to accept our legacy as a responsibility to carry on into the next generation.
Val,
and I feel that, yes.
Did you believe that Barack Obama would actually be president when he began his campaign and you watched this all along?
I did very shortly after the beginning. I was fortunate enough to meet him during the period when we were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal last year. And coincidentally, I was introduced to him. And I thought that this was a very, very charismatic young man. And I thought that he had a real future. And I wasn't thinking in terms of the president, But fortunately, it did turn out to be that way.
Oh, well, it's an amazing story. And I notice here, just before, I have to ask you about this. You enlisted in the airmen when you were 15 years old?
Yes, I was.
So you must have had to tell them a little bit of a story about how old you really were?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
In fact, I was following some of the older guys that I sort of hung out with.
Right.
But more than that, I think it may have been they were so busy on that particular day when I tried to enlist that they sort of looked the other way.
They needed a quota. Well, I have to ask you, since you sort of fudged the actual age back then, are you really turning 80 this year?
I'll be 80 on the 13th of April, my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, that's a great story. Val Archer, Tuskegee Airman, thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations for being part of the inauguration, Val.
Thank you so much.
Now, that is a great story.